Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Sign up to our loyalty programme and reap the rewards at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
It's halftime in Brisbane, where in rugby the British and Irish Lions are taking on Australia. So let's go live to our resident rugby analyst, Michael Flatley. Good morning.
Good morning, Brendan. That's a rather grandiose introduction.
Well, look, you see, the thing is, Michael, people will get plenty of the professional analysis. We want the unvarnished fan's eye view from an enthusiastic amateur, and you love your rugby and we value your thoughts. And thank you for doing this. So,
thanks for having me on the show. I mean, listen, I don't know which channel you guys are watching, but we have Ronan O'Gara commentating here, and it's such a breath of fresh air. I mean, I get to see things about the game that I never normally would see.
I'd take Michael Flatley over 10 Ronan O'Gara's any day. You're the breath of fresh air. So listen, it's 17-5 at halftime is the score. How are the Lions performing so far?
I think they're absolutely playing out of their skin. It's a completely different team, Brendan, to what we've seen in the warm-up games. Like, they've come to fight. You know, there's an old saying about great champions, they can only get up for the big fights.
Yeah.
That's what we're seeing here. Their speed of ball is out of control. It's just way too much for Australia. Now, fair play to the Australians. They're fighting bravely in front of their home fans, and they deserve a lot of credit. That counter-ruck is absolutely on fire. And, of course, that's Joe Schmidt. But our secret weapon is really Andy Farrell, because look what he's done with that mix of superstars, really. And they're playing so cohesively now compared to what they did in the warm-ups.
Okay. So there was a plan and it's coming together now. And like, Michael, there probably was a temptation that they might underestimate the Australians, because this test is very important to Australia and to the whole notion of rugby in Australia. So they are putting up a fight, yeah?
Well, I think the Australians are absolutely, they have come here to fight. They've come here to win. But I think our boys meant business. I mean, Tyke Byrne, 30 seconds in with the turnover, that just made a huge statement as far as I'm concerned. And Finn Russell is playing out of his skin. You know, I was blessed. I was at the Argentina game in the Aviva, and I went out for a couple of beers with Finn Russell afterwards. And he was explaining to me how seriously they take all of this and how they want to play free. What you're seeing today, they're playing free. Have you ever seen so many offloads so quick in your life? It's incredible.
And of course, this is the thing about Andy Farrell. He trusts the players to do what they can do. So it's a majority Irish team, we should say. Eight Irish starters. People arguing there should have been even more. How are the Irish players distinguishing themselves in the first half?
Oh, I think they're just incredible. I mean, Gibson Park he's on his own, really. But what more could you say about Dan Sheehan, Big Joe McCarthy? You know, Jack Conan doesn't get the credit he deserves. He's just a powerhouse. Hugo Keenan in the air. Okay, one guy stole the ball. That's a 50-50 ball, you know, from anybody's point of view. But he never missed another one. And he's just putting in a remarkable amount of game time and speed to keep other people off the ball. You know, that he plays as good on defense as he does on offense. He's remarkable.
Okay. Now, so the thing is, we can with the Irish team. We've been in these situations where defeat can be snatched from victory, or we get too high or whatever. I feel we're sounding a bit cocky and high on ourselves here now. Are you confident about the second half that they will keep this up, or could the Wallabies bring a threat in the second half?
Well, of course they can, Brendan. You know, I think sport has taught us anything, is that, you know, anything can happen at any given time in sport. And the Wallabies are playing for pride of nation. That's such a massively important thing. But I do believe, all things considered, the Lions just have too much firepower, too much speed of ball. As I said, Andy Farrell is a brilliant strategist, and his players love him. So they're playing with that in mind as well. Okay. Now, I think on balance, no matter what happens, I'd be very shocked if the Lions didn't win the series. Would the Wallabies win one? It's a possibility.
Okay, Flatley calling it.
Yep.
Okay. listen, you rarely miss an Irish rugby match. Were you tempted to head out to Australia for this tour?
Yes, I was. But you know what? My son just graduated from school and he's home, and I just want to spend time with the family right now. But
good. Congratulations to him.
Thanks, Brendan. Can I just give a shout out as well to Katie Taylor? I don't know if you saw that fight. Yeah. I mean, she's such an Irish hero, such an Irish legend. And I don't know what the biggest honor that people, what the Irish government gives to people, but she deserves it. She absolutely, she just outsmarted that girl. She was remarkable. And
there was no arguing with that result this time,
was
there?
No. Well, there was, for me, she won all three handily, but this one was particularly, it was just a mismatch.
Do you think that we should see a fight in Croke Park before Katie retires?
Well, listen, that's the dream, isn't it? But Katie, what, she has nothing left to prove now. She's just one of the greatest fighters of all time, in my opinion. She has nothing left to prove, really. I think that's a question, not only for her and her team, but from that's a question that needs to be answered between her and God. You know, she needs to sit down and listen and make that decision internally. I don't think she has anything left to prove.
Okay. Is that how you would operate? Is it you'd sit down yourself and try and listen to what God is telling you, yeah? In the big calls. Yeah.
I do. I believe that. Be silent. Go inside and just listen for the answers. You know, Brendan, I think we're all of us are guided to do something great with our lives and hopefully contribute where we can. And sometimes it gets confusing and all the opinions can be negative, and many of them can be negative. I think it's really important to believe in yourself, stand up, work hard, follow your dream, and listen inside to yourself, to that voice that's in there. That's God.
Yeah, yeah. And get the signal and not the noise, as they say. So speaking of reflecting on big choices, so so-called informed sources, Michael, were telling the papers in the last few weeks that you were considering running for President of Ireland, but that you had not made a final decision yet. I think they said you'd be making the decision around now. So are you going to run?
Brendan, that's if you don't mind me saying, mate, that's all your fault. You're the one who started all this the last time I was on your show. And everywhere I walk down the street, people stop me now, everywhere, asking me, will I run? And that's all because of Brendan O'Connor and the Brendan O'Connor show, and because of your massive listenership. So I take it seriously, you know, Brendan. No, I've not made a decision, but I have a team of advisors that are advising me on this. And you know, for me, it wouldn't be. I mean, I have a huge business to run. I have an army of dancers counting on me to make a living. I have a whiskey company, a beautiful young wife and son that I want to spend time with. If I thought that I could be of benefit to the Irish people, and maybe more importantly, if I thought I could be a voice, a voice of the Irish people. Right now, I don't think they have a voice, not a true, proper, deep voice that, you know, that speaks their language.
A theme that has emerged recently, Michael, is that while the government is maybe the head and the brain of the country, that the presidency is more about the heart of the country. And you are a man with a huge heart.
Well, Brendan, I'm very blessed in that I meet the average man. I meet the average person on the street. From 5 to 95, I meet them all and I hear their concerns. And I'd be lying if I said they're happy right now. And somebody has to speak for the Irish people. You know, I'm not sure we need another politician, Brendan, if I'm honest. I know it's a statesman's role, but I spent the last 30 years of my life touring the world, promoting Ireland and Irish culture. I've met them all. I've met, the Bushes, the Obamas, Trump, Putin. I've met the Clintons. I've met the King and Queen of England. I've met the King and Queen of Sweden and of Spain. I've met all those people on a more cultural front, more to promote the country. And I think maybe that's what the job of president is all about.
Michael, it sounds to me like you're talking yourself into it here. Have you been approached by any political party?
No, I have not. But I have been approached by some very weighted individuals, people in the know. It's certainly not something that I've made any decision on. But it does get frustrating when you see the hardworking Irish taxpayer working his heart out and having no say in things.
They vote for a government in elections and everything. It sounds to me, would it be fair to say, are you 60-40 in favour of running at the moment?
No, Brendan, I know you too well. Thank you for saying that. You know, you should be. If I was, you'd have to be the campaign manager. Yeah,
listen, the texters here are saying that sounds like a yes from Flatley.
Listen, see what your viewers think, and what would you tell me to do, Brendan? You're a smart man.
Do you know what? I am not allowed to express any opinion on matters like this as here in my official capacity as a moderator on an RTE show. So you know what we will do, Michael? We will take this conversation offline and I will give you my thoughts and again. But it sounds to me like you are absolutely not ruling this out, are you?
Let me finish with this, Brendan. Let it be said that I stand for Ireland and the Irish people. Sinné.
Okay. Listen, I think that speaks for itself. Michael Flatley, never mind the second part of the conversation. Thank you so much for your top-notch rugby analysis. And I look forward to us talking again the next time there's a big sporting occasion on. Michael, thanks. Always a pleasure. And thank you so much for taking the time today.
Come on, Lions.
Okay, and with that, it's 12 noon and we will all pause for the Angelus and reflect.